This program is not being used to make diagnosis, administer treatment, prescribe medication, or order tests. The information contained in this program is provided as an educational service. This program is not a replacement for the relationship you have with your healthcare provider. If you have concerns about your health, please contact your healthcare provider immediately.
Welcome to Your Health Connection. I am Dr. Ronald A. Johnson, president of Clark Atlanta University. This program was made possible by the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University, by WCLK 91.9 FM, and by Clark Atlanta University itself. Your Health Connection focuses on today's healthcare information to help you improve your quality of life.
You're listening to Your Health Connection on WCLK 91.9 FM. I'm Patty Walden. I'm your host for the evening. On today's program, we're taking a look at Theory in Review for the Center for Research and Therapeutic Development here at Clark Atlanta University. Our guests are CCRT Director and Professor Dr. Shafiq Khan, CCRTD Senior Research Scientist and Community Outreach Director Dr. Kimberly Davis, and Aisha Shireen Hunt, PhD candidate in the Department of Biological Sciences at Clark Atlanta University. You can join the conversation with your questions live by calling us at 404-880-9255, or you can reach us via Twitter at CCRTD. In the realm of cancer research, there are so many questions that people have about what's being done on the research side. I'm joined by Dr. Shafiq Khan, professor and director at the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development. Hello, Dr. Khan.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Today, we're talking about the progress that's been made by the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development within the past year. We know that the mission of the center is about eliminating prostate cancer and also training the next generation of molecular biologists, which is awesome. You've been at the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development for about 13 years now?
Yes.
How are things going at the center? What have you seen in those 13 years that you've been here?
Well, we started building this cancer program in 2004. And the primary focus was on the prostate cancer because prostate cancer has a very adverse effect in the African-American community. They have the highest rate of incidence and mortality in the world. So we wanted to initiate a cancer research and training program which would deal with this disease and try to eliminate prostate cancer and also look at the reasons for these health disparities. And the second mission was really to train next generation of scientists in this area. And so that's what, in a nutshell, that's what we've been doing since the last 13 years. And I'm happy to say that we are now one of the largest prostate cancer research centers in the country and the only one with this clear focus on health disparities in African-American community.
That's awesome. That's alarming that, you know, that the African-American community has the highest incident rate of mortality. What has the center done?
Well, center actually focuses on this problem from two different angles. Now, the reason for health disparity could be biological or genetic and could also be socioeconomic. So what we have, we do basic biology research and try to figure out what's the differences in African Americans compared to other ethnic groups which make them more vulnerable to this disease, but we also have a very active community outreach and educational program where we try to go into the community and try to educate people about the cancer and how they can prevent it. So it's trying to eliminate from two different angles.
So how successful do you have you seen in terms of training other scientists or up-and-coming biologists?
Well, I think in the last 3 years, we have at least produced at least 25 PhDs coming out of our laboratories. And especially last year has been very, very fruitful. I think we graduated 5 or 6 new PhD students out of our labs, all of them working on prostate cancer.
That's excellent. You know, I know that they used to do testing on mice. Is that something of the past? Is that something that we still do? Is that something that still happens when it comes to research and testing new advancements?
Well, yeah. I mean, any new thing you find out, you can't really take it straight to humans. So their animal testing has to be done in most cases, especially when you discover new drugs or something like that. You have to. And it's usually done in mice and rats, mm-hmm. unfortunately, but that's part of it.
I'm sorry, my pet rat. So we're going to be talking with some of your researchers about the work that's been done this year. What does it take to be a scientist at this level, at the center?
Well, I think the first and foremost is that they're all at least PhD level education. So after you graduate and get a PhD degree, then you go through some postdoctoral training programs, usually last 4 to 6 years, and then you are hired as a faculty member. And then you sort of build your research program around the issues you are interested in. And so most of the people we have hired, they are at that level. They are at the faculty level. And they have training in cancer biology or cancer molecular biology. And they come and they set up their research programs and attack the disease from different angles and try to understand the basic mechanisms. So we have now hired 9 new faculty members since 2004. And the last one came this year. So that is. But then each of those faculty members has number of students and postdoctoral fellows and research staff working with mm-hmm. him or her. So that makes us about 50 people now in the center.
Excellent. What's your hope for the future of the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development?
Well, our hope is that we continue to grow and we continue to do good work and we continue to help. Hopefully we find the cure for prostate cancer, and not only for prostate cancer, but that whatever we find, hopefully that will be useful in treatment of other cancers as well. So that's the big hope.
Hope for the future. That's all anyone could really ask for. Dr. Khan, thank you so much for your time and for your research. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having me here.
Yes, sir. There's so much about cancer that we don't know, but we've certainly come a long way. So now there's a lot about cancer that we do know. The knowledge is definitely power. Right here in our own backyard is a very powerful entity, the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. Again, I'm Patty Walden, host of Your Health Connection, and we appreciate you joining us tonight on this wonderful, cloudy, but wonderful Wednesday. We've just heard from Dr. Shafiq Khan, director for the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development. Yes, it's a mouthful, but they make me say that, here at Clark Atlanta University. And we're really excited about continuing the conversation about the show tonight, in which we're talking about the year in review. Our additional guests tonight are Dr. Kimberly Davis, who is the senior research scientist and community outreach director for the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development. Dr. Davis, say hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And Aisha Shireen Hunt, who is a fifth-year PhD candidate at Clark Atlanta University, who, under the mentorship of Dr. Jaideep Chaudhry, I say that right?
Yes.
Great. She extensively studies single nucleotide polymorphisms. Thank you very much. I think I did a good job on that. But we're going to refer to those as SNPs and their connection to prostate cancer's susceptibility. So let me pause right there and have you say hello.
Hello.
And then tell us exactly what that means, what your study means.
Okay. Well, I study single nucleotide polymorphisms, and we're studying cancer and how people are predisposed to getting prostate cancer. Oftentimes, people will get a random genetic mutation in their DNA, and I basically look at that DNA pattern or molecular pattern, and I look at SNPs, which are something that occurs in a population at least a percentage of greater than 1%. So I look at those SNPs, and people look at SNPs, and they can be seen in sickle cell, that disease can be caused actually by a SNP, and SNPs can also help you with your medical predispositions and different drugs. So I basically look at these SNPs that are seen in a lot of populations, and I look to see how prostate cancer can be prevented or caused by those. I hope I explained that.
Well, someone out there understands that. Some people don't. Let me pause and give our phone number. I'll remind you that this is a live show and you can call in. You can reach us at 404-880-9255. Or if you're on the web, you can tweet us at CCRTD. Let me stick with you just for a minute and ask you, Aisha, if you chose this field, or did this field choose you?
Oh, this field definitely chose me. I actually tried to run away from it a few times, but I always came back to it. I love science a lot, and it's just something that's been calling to me since I was a child. I would always like look at bugs and pick them up, and I had a microscope since I was like 5 years old, and I would just always ask questions, a very inquisitive child. So this field definitely chose me. And research never stops. You're always learning and you're always asking questions. No matter if it's not in the science lab, it can be out with any hobbies or anything that you're interested in. It always has like a scientific method, as I'd like to say. You would apply that to a lot of things in life. So I would say this field definitely chose me.
Thank you. Dr. Davis, we appreciate having you here. And I know a part of your job, you seem to wear a lot of hats, but I want you to talk about a little bit about what you do as a research scientist before we get to the community outreach portion.
Okay.
Tell us about your background.
I'll just give you a little bit of background about the Cancer Center. So CCRTD is what we like to refer the Cancer Center to. Our goal is to alleviate health disparities among prostate cancer patients and survivors from racial and ethnic groups. And so the mission of the Cancer Center is trilateral, meaning that we study basic research in prostate cancer. We also train undergraduate and graduate students and also postdoctoral fellows. And then there's the third part, which is the Community Outreach Corps, which we provide information, prostate cancer information to communities regarding the impact of prostate cancer.
Excellent. Thank you. So talk to us a little bit about what you do on the community engagement side, how you direct that effort as it relates to outreach.
Sure. As I said, one of the things that most concerns prostate cancer research is disparities in diagnosis and survival rates. And so as a result, the Community Outreach Corps has planned, implemented, and sponsored several outreach activities aimed at educating African-American men in the metropolitan Atlanta area. So we've focused on providing seminars, a media campaign, health fairs, and another of different outlets to educate individuals.
Excellent. Aisha, Clark Atlanta University. Why Clark Atlanta University?
Oh, wow. In high school, I was at a predominantly white institution. I like to, let me preface this. So I went to Oakland University in undergrad, and Clark Atlanta did a lot of aggressive recruiting at my school. And I applied to the program actually for their master's program. And I came to visit the school and I went into the labs. And they actually, I guess I had a really nice communication with everybody here. and they actually offered me the PhD program. So that's really the main reason why I came to Clark Atlanta University. They were very, again, aggressive about having young Black students represent themselves in research, and I really appreciated that from them.
Excellent. Part of the blurb that I read about you talked about some of your hobbies, one mm-hmm. of them being gardening and cooking.
Yes.
And it talked about how you apply science to those things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think about how you apply your hobbies to your work and what
you
do?
With your work, I think you have to love whatever you're doing. So I do love science. I love gardening and I love cooking. Cooking, when you follow a recipe, it's almost like following a scientific protocol. So I look at it the same way if I'm mixing up reagents or if I'm trying to do something on a computer and I have to follow a certain order of steps, I apply that in a certain way. So it's almost, it's all a part of my life. What I do in the day and then what I do in the lab, it all kind of just comes together. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, coming together are things that actually happen right here at the Center for at CCRTD at Clark Atlanta University. Again, you're listening to Your Health Connection. This is a live show. If you have questions for either of our guests, you can call in 404-880-9255 or you can tweet us at CCRTD. I'm your host, Patty Walden. I'm here today with Aisha and Dr. Kimberly Davis. Dr. Davis, I want to talk about the registry, the cancer registry that I think started in 2015. Have you seen growth in the registry since its inception? And if so, what type of growth have you seen?
Yes, we've definitely seen growth. Our goal number is to have 500 men, prostate cancer survivors, and patients registered, and we are, I think, about 20 people away from meeting our goal. So we're extremely proud of that. So the Prostate Cancer Registry provides a unique opportunity for survivors to share their experiences. For those who may battle prostate cancer in the future. So we ask questions about a patient or survivor's epidemiological profile, their clinical disease information, and data around their experiences throughout their prostate cancer journey. So we look at health behaviors and quality of life. So our vision for the registry is to provide prostate cancer patients and survivors a unified voice to advance the understanding of challenges that universally impact men, specifically African-American prostate cancer survivors. Because what makes our registry so unique is that there isn't one like it that specifically looks at minority populations and also that it is self-reported. So the registry is web-based, so anyone can go on the website, which is www.pcregistry.cau.edu, and survivors and patients can go on and sign up for the registry. It's about 20 to 30 minutes, and provide us with their information.
Excellent. Well, you heard that that website is pcregistry.cau.edu. That's exciting to know that we are very, very close to that goal. Thank you, Dr. Davis.
You're welcome.
Are there any forthcoming events that are happening that we know about, like over the summer? Anything coming up very soon that we might be able to share with our audience?
So we're always partnering with community organizations participating in health fairs, and also prostate cancer seminars. I believe we have one coming up in July. I don't have the exact location, but if you go on to CCRTD's website, that information is provided. And basically, CCRTD's researchers offer free educational sessions to provide information about prostate cancer to the general public. And these sessions are conducted in a variety of venues, whether it be churches, libraries, universities, and community organizations.
Excellent. Thank you. We're talking about CCRTD at Clark Atlanta University, the year in review. We're going to take a quick break. Come back, and hopefully you have some questions for our guests. Thank you.
Is your annual inspection pass due? Regular checkups by your doctor are the key to finding health problems early. 1 in 6 men will get prostate cancer. If you have a father or a brother who has had it, your chances of getting the disease are even greater. If you are a man over the age of 50, schedule your appointment today. Discuss whether testing for prostate cancer is right for you. This message is brought to you by the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University and WCLK.